Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Mem Hey, 345, as we are on mitzvah number 20 out of 24 in Parshas Bahar. We've been on Parshas Bahar for a couple of months because we had the summer vacation in between, but we are charging through 345 as we continue in the number of few mitzvahs, as we discarded yesterday, that have to do with Avadim. Do with the two different types of Avadim, an Eved Ivri and an Eved Kanani. The first few being about an Eved Ivri, which is a Jewish person who either was so poor he sold himself, Machruhu Atzmo, or he stole, he didn't have what to pay back, so Bezdin sold him. And that is called Machruhu Bezdin. Right? Two types of Eved Ivris. Different discussions of the Torah, the Rishonim say, oh, this is talking about Machru Atzmo, this is talking about Machru Bezdin. Some halachas apply to both. Major machlokas that we referred to yesterday, but between the Ritva and others, the special heter, as we'll talk about in a few minutes again, of an Eved Ivri being allowed to be with a Shivcha Kenanis, who is a semi-non-Jewish woman. So does that apply only to one of the types and not the other type? Hopefully we'll get back to that again today as we return to that Ritva. Okay, but today's mitzvah is the yesterday's mitzvah was the isser of forcing him to do menial activities, menial jobs. Today's mitzvah is the isser of if one sells an Eved Ivri, one is not allowed to sell him in the normal way, which is considered a derech bizayon. The pasuk says, v'yatza me'imach, if he goes out to, at the time when Yovel comes, you have to set the Eved Ivri free. Hu vanav imo, v'shavol mishpachtov, v'achuzas avosav yashuv. Ki avadai him, because they are my avadim, so they go free in Yovel. But then the Torah adds, lo yimachru memkeres aved. Sounding like, if it wasn't Yovel, you'd be able to sell him, but not as a memkeres aved. What does memkeres aved mean? So Rashi says, memkeres aved, bahachraza. With an announcement, Khan, Yesh Eved Limkar, Velo Yamidenu, number one, who wants an Eved, selling an Eved, Velo Yamidenu al Eved Alekach, and not to put him on the same slab of stone where other Avadim Kananim are sold, as we'll talk about, but treating a brother, treating an Eved Ivri, in that way, is inappropriate. That's today's Isser. So again, Rashi added in the Hachraza, but the Chinuchs and the Rambam only mention the specific putting him on the stone. Let's read it. Shlo nimkar eved avon amekach. Shlo nimkar eved ivri, kederach shemochrin ha'avodim kena'aniyim. Oh, b'hachraza levon amekach. He says it in one phrase. Rashi just broke it up. Meaning putting him on the regular slab of the rock in the public, everybody could see, treating him more like an object than like a person. Right? That is inappropriate. Ela b'hatzneva derach kavod. Privately, you want somebody to, you want your neighbor to get your Eved Ivri to be able to work for him, okay, but not in public, not when everybody sees, to relate this to our generation, put it online, selling an Eved Ivri, right, three things, selling a washing machine, selling an Eved Ivri, and selling a gardening tool. That's not how it's supposed to be, even if one is in the situation of an Eved Ivri. One has to remember that he is a fellow Jew. V'chein amru b'sifra, lo yimachru memkeres aved, shlo yimikrim b'simta, v'yamidim alevin amekach. Not to sell him in the simta. The simta is an alleyway in the Talmudic times, and that's where they did sales. They didn't do the sales in the street, but they did it in the public areas, the semi-public areas, what we would call a karmelis in Ilka Shabbos, and put it on the Evin Amekach, that is inappropriate. Shorash mitzvah zu yadua, the shorash of this mitzvah is obvious. Shein roi lo la adam la hakel bechvod chaveiro, ava bishev inu avonosav limacher. Even if my friend is so poor, and we might attribute the averos to sins, so one shouldn't say, oh, okay, then I can do whatever I want with him. You know, because God put him in this situation, it must be that he wants me to subjugate him. Kind of like the hashkafa of the Mitzriim that they had. Ki lo yada, right? Did they know first man abasarim yeu? Vavadam inu osam, arim yeu shana. That's what we're doing. But all the Rishonim explained, v'dana nochi, why? Because they went overboard. They didn't do what they were supposed to do. They forcibly made us into a situation of it, as we spoke about yesterday, in terms of what they forced us to do in the Avodah. We'll get back to that again in the next mitzvah in Shin Mem Vav as well, related to Mitzrayim. So the Chinuch says, is it inappropriate to be Mekel, even though we might say that his sins brought it to him? Shelo yeda im ulai lo machar yavo gam hulakach. Because who knows, maybe tomorrow you're going to be in this situation. As we said, that the financial state of everyone is a galgal hachozer ba'olam. Whoever is rich today and poor today, it might switch very soon, and therefore we have to treat everybody properly. Bir mitzvah zubik yidushin, v'chulu v'chulu. Another idea, as I alluded to before, another shorash ha-mitzvah might be, we always have to make sure to look at people as people, and not as objects. We're not as chepses, we are gavras. This also could relate to the isser of counting Jews, which is what David HaMelech slipped up in. As the Gemara discusses, exactly was his mistake. But says the Torah, the halacha is that you're not allowed to count Jews. Why can't you count Jews? 1, 2, 3. Because maybe part of the issue is that you're labeling a Jew as a number. A Jew is not a number. Chwan al-Aslan, that's what the Nazis did. They made us into numbers. But we are not numbers. We are people. So if you do it indirectly, then you're already not labeling them as 1, 2, 3. Then you're making everybody the same. Everybody's unique. Everybody's equal in the eyes of God. But that could be part of what's behind this Isser. Okay, a couple of other general points regarding to Eved Ivri before we get back to the next paragraph of the Chinuch. We didn't explicate it yesterday, but I'll mention it now. In the sugyas of Eved Ivri, there is the discussion, as I mentioned before, of the heter to marry an Amma Ivriya, and the Rishonim discuss why is that? Why is an Eved Ivri allowed to marry a semi-non-Jewish woman? Where does that come from? Why is that allowed? So, we mentioned the Machlokas yesterday, but I wanted to read the Ritva inside today. So the Ritva says, where does that come from? Let me just find it. He says... Just find it. It's on Yud Dalid Amid Beis. It's right over here. Sorry, it was on Tesvav Amid Aleph. Here it is. Yesh Omrim, says the Ritva, She'asar gamkein afilu midaito b'shivcha kananis. Some say that there are opinions, says the Ritva, that by a machruhu atzmo, if somebody sells himself, not from Bezdin, if somebody sells himself, he is asar to marry a Shifcha Kananis. Right? It's only Machruhu Bezdin that the master is allowed to give a Shifcha Kananis and bear children, and the master will have the children. But Machruhu Atzmo not. Some say that it's Usur. And the Rai is from a Gemara later on that hopefully we'll discuss in a few minutes. But says the Ritva, I can't accept that. Ve'ein ze nachon. Why? Because conceptually, once you have one type of Eved Ivri that is allowed to violate, so to speak, this type of Aveira, so why should there be a difference? Machru Asma, Machru Bezdin, you can see there's a difference in terms of the fine that we give them. But in terms of the status and the quality of the Avdus, there's no difference. And if the Evet Machruhu Bezdin is allowed to marry this semi-non-Jewish woman, it's got to be the Evet Ivri too. So that's why he says, I think that even Machruhu Atzmo can marry a Shifcha Kananis. The only difference between them is that Machru Bezdin, the master could force him to be with a Shifcha Kananis, Mashenkin by Machru Atzma. But they both are allowed to. So now the Ritva gets into what's the root, why is it mutter? So here the Ritva quotes an idea from his grand rabbi, the Ramban, the Chachmei Svarad, quote this, and that is, every master has two kinyanim in his Eved Ivri. He has what's called the kinyan mamon, a financial stake, and also a kinyan isser, a halachic connection, a kinyan isser, which changes his status from a full-fledged, regular Ben-Chorin Jew, and that's what allows him to marry the Shifcha Kananis. That's what the Ritva says. V'lo matzinu get. And then he says, whenever you find a get, there are two gets in halacha, to let an Eved free and to let a woman out of a marriage. A get undermines and unravels a status. If an Eved Ivri is a full Jew, no status change, it's just that I'm working for you, so why would you require a get? When you fire a worker, you don't have to give him a get. Right? It's only by an Eved Ivri you have to give a get. Why? Because he says it's just like a woman is an Ashes Ish, and Eved Ivri there's a Kenyan Isser. V'lo matzinu get el b'makom sheyish l'rav Kenyan Isser. Dome leget isha shetzricha get. U'be'eved kenani legabe Kenyan mamon b'shibo behefker sagile. We'll get to Eved Kenani in the coming days. El shazor get l'kenyan Isser. We'll get to the Eved Kenani also has this in a different way. But that is the Ritva's Yisod, that a master in an Eved Ivri has two Kenyanim. He has a Kenyan mamon and a Kenyan Isser, and because of that second element, the status of the Eved Ivri is different than a regular full Jew, even though he's chayiv in all mitzvahs. But that is how he explains the heter of marriage, number one. Number two, the issue I brought up quickly yesterday, I wanted to just do inside a little bit because we have a little bit of time today. And that is Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon brings up this heter of Eved Ivri with the Shifcha Kananis. We discussed this way back in Parshas Mishpatim as well, when we discussed the first mitzvah in Mishpatim Eved Ivri. But the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Kiddushin on Daf Samach Tes, Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Yecholin Mamzerin Litaher. I could figure out a way to make the children of Mamzerim not Mamzerim anymore. I could solve the tragedy. Even though we know a mamzer and a mamzeres, their children are mamzerim. How does he solve it? Mamzer shenasa shifcha. What if a mamzer marries a shifcha kananis? If a mamzer becomes an eved ivri, and he marries a shifcha kananis, havlad eved. So the vlad goes by the mother. As we know, goes by the mother in terms of Jewish or not Jewish. So the kid is semi-non-Jewish. And when he is set free, he will convert. He will have to convert. And when he converts, he's not going to be related to his father, but he'll be living, and he'll be a Jew who won't be a mamzer. So that's what Rabbi Tarfon says. Yechol mamzer only tar. Rabbi Eliezer doesn't like it, but either way, that is Rabbi Tarfon. We pass on like Rabbi Tarfon. So the question, and the Gemara says, is this a lechatchila or is this a bidiyevet? That's the question that the Gemara deals with. The Gemara quotes a fascinating story. Let me find where it starts. Tashma, dush pazichne derev simloi mamzer havi. There was a certain mamzer that Rav Simloi knew. Va'amar le, ikat akad matech, tarintu lebenech. If I would have been here before you were married, I would have solved your problem. So it sounds like from that story that it's a lechatchila. He would have advised him to marry the shifcha kananis. So the Gemara says, Eliyahu di'eved, mayni yu demitzavli eitza, right? So he says, how could you give him such an advice? The Gemara says, no. Right, he gave him advice that he should go steal, and he won't have enough money to pay back, and then he'll be sold as an eved ivri, and then he won't be back, and he'll be in that situation. Okay, meaning, I'm sorry, like not before, not just marrying a shifcha kananis, but be in the situation of an eved ivri. The Gemara here discusses how could he give him advice to go steal? Isn't that an issa daraisa? Just because you want to solve your children's problems, so Rashi deals with it here, and the Riffa deals with it here. But this is the discussion of Rabbi Tarfon. The question is, Lamaisa, could this be used? Bismanazet, let's say Rachman al-San is a mamzer. Could we use Rabbi Tarfon Bismanazet? So the question was asked to Rav Salvechik, and Rav Shachter quotes in Mipinine Harav, he quotes that the Pam Hisker Echamen HaTalmidim, Bifnei Rabbeinu, Sheish Bezer Arichos, Shalkam HaTshuvos, the Minchas Gizchak has a number of tshuvos about it, Vitzak Alar Rabbeinu B'kol Gadol, and the Rav Salvechik screamed that I don't understand how there could be so many discussions about whether it should apply. It's simple. V'halo Lincoln Shichres Kol Avadim. His language was, Lincoln freed the slaves. That was his answer to the question. What did the Rav mean? What's Pirish Adavar? That you can't have the status of an Eved Ivri Bizmanazeh. It's illegal. If you can't have the status of an Eved Ivri Bizmanazeh, that's why it's not going to work. Shechter talking now. It's against the law, therefore it's against halacha. The ode, and also, a woman is not going to be thinking that she's going to be a shifcha kananis. She's going to think, right, she's not going to know what she's doing. Either way, lamaisa, Rabbi Tarfon is not used, even though Eved Ivri with a shifcha kananis can solve some problems, but we don't use that to solve problems. Good, let's continue now. Says the chinuch, v'no heges bizacharim v'nekevis. This mitzvah applies to men and women. They are both prohibited from selling an Eved Ivri in a way that is public and embarrassing. The Menachas Chinuch discusses, when would you ever have a woman that is involved? What do you mean it's on the men and the women? Who is this mitzvah on? On the master? A woman doesn't have an Eved Ivri. What? Is her Yichud? What's the Eved Ivri? What's a woman doing? The husband will own it. The husband will own it. He's in charge. What? It's upon Bezdin? By Machruhu Bezdin? There's no woman in court! So the Menachas Chinuch here is bothered. I don't know what the Chinuch is talking about. Oz Beis. O Machakaz of Arava Machaber. Shalav Zenoi Bezachar Nekeva. Eino move on. What's the case? Heich Mishkachas Losh Nekeva Zimachar Eved Ivri. What would be the case? He says, there's nobody in Beis Din. And even if you want to say, what about Machruhu Atzmo? The halacha is that a woman is not sold. Ein Isha Mocheres says Atzma. She can't sell herself turning over. And he says, what a bad Velo Tomar in the fourth line. The Mishkachas im Isha Katze Eved Ivri Ba'avera. What if she bought an Eved Ivri Ba'avera? And she knows Yichud, whatever, but she's still having it Ba'avera. He says, Zaino. No, because nobody would sell it to her Ba'avera. What, should they both Ba'avera? See, he doesn't know. See, he says, it must be, at the end of the paragraph, he says, it must be Shutfin. You have partners. Who are partners? Let's say a husband and wife are partners. But the woman has a certain bank account that she brought into the marriage out tonight that the husband doesn't get it. So she has her own money, and she is part of that money. So there's no yichud problem. She's married. And if they together put this eved on the public stone, that's the case. So the Menachas Chinuch has to struggle to figure out what is the case that a woman is going to be mechuyeves in this avera? Okay. Anyway, but whatever the case is, the chinuch says there's men and women bismacha yovel knowing only when the yovel was knowing. She ain't ever ivri knowing. Yovel was when the yovel. As we know, the halachas of eved ivri only apply bismacha yovel knowing. That also. Right, relates to what we just said, Rabbi Tarfon. All the halachas of Eved Ivri don't apply, so the status of Eved Ivri might not be able to exist. That's why you can't lose Rabbi Tarfon. The overall zeh umachar Eved Ivri kederach shavadim kenaniim nimkarim. If you sell an Eved Ivri the same way all of them are sold, avar alav iser d'oraisa. Aval menadom meshein bochiyav malchus. As he said yesterday, he does not think there's a chiyav malchus here. Why? Lefi she'efsha lavar alav mibali maisa. As he said yesterday, you could violate this avir without acting. Right? You could just go out in the street and start screaming, selling an Eved Ivri, very public, very embarrassing. So you could violate without, as he said yesterday. The chinuch shita is, if there's an avera that you could violate with or without a maisa, so then you're not going to get malchus because of the ways that you could do it without a maisa. Ain't bo maisa. There's a big discussion, interesting discussion, in the Achronim. We know the Rambam tells us in Ilchas Eidus that there is a concept of psuli Eidus. Right, people are pasul eidus. Who's pasul eidus? Daraisa. Who's pasul eidus mi daraisa? So the Rambam says, Harishaim, Perak Yud in Hilchas Eidus, Harishaim psulim leidus min haTorah. Shneamar, Atashiz yotchem rasha liyos eid chamas. Atashiz rasha eid. Afilu eid kashash yodeh b'chaver shi rasha, v'edanem makirin risho, asul ala adima. Okay, what is a rasha? Halachically, not somebody who colloquially says, oh, he's a rasha. No, who is a rasha halachically? Says the Rambam, anyone who perpetually does averos that are chayiv malchus or worse. That's the din. So Malchus is the lowest standard. Kares, Misas Bezdin, Misas B'dei Shemayim. Any of those Averas are worse than Malchus. So if a person wears Shatnez, always, on purpose, and he knows it's Shatnez. If somebody eats treif, and he's not Shomer, Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, he does Averas that are high Malchus, he's puzzled, he can't be nated at a wedding. Shari HaTorah kara l'mukhuyiv Malchus Rasha. Ven shemar v'hayim minakos ha-Rasha. Ven sarach lomar l'mukhuyiv Mises Bezdin. Good. Therefore, Avar, and if you violate an Avera, that's chayiv Malchus ben HaTorah, he's pasul ben HaTorah. If he violates an Avera, that's chayiv Malchus d'Rabbanan, he's pasul d'Rabbanan. If he eats a beef burger with milk, well, cooked with milk, so that's an issur that he's pasul d'Oraisa. If he eats chicken cooked with milk, so then it's d'Rabbanan. Then the Rambam adds, V'od yesham rishoim shem psulim la'edis avabishim b'nei tashlumin v'nei b'nei malchus. There's a whole other area of rishoim that are pasul la'edis, even though they don't get malchus. That's what's called rasha d'chamas. Anyone who violates an avera having to do with money. So you don't get malchus for any of those, because it's a lav shanita class A. Right, you can return the money by a ganef and a goslin and a malve beribis and somebody who doesn't pay their workers. Any of the ones you rip people off. Anybody who violates any of those averos, they are nitam l'tashlu. I mean, if you're not going to get malchus, but you're still going to be pasul. That's a separate category of rasha d'chamas. The shaila is, the achronim discuss, what about all the other lavim that are not rasha d'chamas, they're not monetary issues, but you still don't get malchus for some reason. Right, we know the source for Malchus is in Parshas Kisetzei, Arboim Yakenu Lo Yosef, the source for Malchus, and that's put right next to the Isra Muzzling, L'Sachsum Shor B'disho. So therefore we learn from there, Dumya D'Chasima. The only time you get Malchus is Averis that are similar to the Lav of Muzzling. That's why for Lav Sheim O'Maisa, you don't get Malchus. That's why for Lav in Intak Lasei, where it's connected to Lasei, you don't get Malchus. That's why for a Lav Shebeklolos, that includes many different Averis in one Lav, you don't get Malchus. That's why Lav Shenitan Lazaris Mises Bezdin, a Lav that theoretically, you should get Misa for it. But let's say somebody goes over to me, to a Ruvain, and says, if you're Mechal Shabbos, if you do that, Bez is going to give you Malchus. So you know what? He's Pater. Why is he Pater? Because this Lav is all about Misa, not about Malchus. And therefore, he's Pater. Why? Because it's Dumya. It has to be Dumya to the Lav of Muslim, which doesn't have anything to do with Misa. Good. So in all those cases, you're not going to get Malchus. Are you Pasul Le'edus, though? You don't get Malchus for a technicality, because it's not Dumya to the Lav of Chasima. Are those any lesser of Averus than the other Averus, where you would get Malchus? So this is a discussion in the Achronim, the Nesivos, in Simin Lamed Dalad. The Nesivos says, Pasul. The Ein Bechlal Zeh, when the Shulchan Aruch says, if you violate an Averus, Ein Bo Malchus, you only Pasul Durabanan. Ein Bechlal Zeh, Lach Shenitam, Lazarus Mises Bezdin. To Ha Ein Bo Malchus, Umishim Chomer Isuro. The Ein Bechlal Zeh, Min Labanitak Lasei. To Ha Iga Malchus, Bebidlov. Ein Bechlal Zeh, Yishbo Chimen. Right, he goes through and he says, all of the ones that you don't get Malchus for technical reasons, you're still going to be Pasul Le'edus. It's only if you don't get Malchus because it's lesser of an Avera. That's when We are going to say that you're not pasul le'edus. Anyway, that's an important discussion related to pasul le'edus and ein bo ma'isa. The Menachas Chinuch here adds, he wonders why the Chinuch has to mention that the reason that you don't get malchus is because it's a lav she'ein bo ma'isa. He says it's also a lav she'nitan la'saras b'sas bezdin. What is that? Why? Because the same pasuk here, Lo simkor memkaras aved, is the source for selling a kidnapped person. There's an issa. We know Lo signov in the aseres dibros means you're not allowed to kidnap. Doesn't mean money. And there's a further issa. Kidnapping and selling is another avera. And that's chayiv misa. And that's learned out from the same pasuk. So the Menachas Chinuch and Oz Gimel just wonders why the Chinuch has to mention that the reason you don't get malchus is because of lav shema ma'isa. He could have also mentioned that it's a lav shenitan, la'asaras b'sas bezdin. Okay, we'll stop here, and Be'ez Hashem, we will continue.